the Bishop's Palace. Piazza della Repubblica is another focal point of the city's life. Located at the city centre, it is both a meeting place and the place where the buildings housing the seats of political and ecclesiastical power can be found. With the cathedral behind you, the Bishop's Palace will be facing you on the right. The palace was built originally at the end of the 16th century, although it has been considerably altered since then. The external facade is 19th century. The main entrance is flanked by four Doric pillars, and you can see the costly and attractive railings of the balcony above it. On the first floor, the armorial bearings of the Mazara diocese are displayed between the two doors looking out onto the balcony. On the right side, you should note the three closed arches on a bridge closing the square. This is the so-called tocchetto, a covered passage joining the cathedral to the bishop's palace, allowing the clergy to pass from one building to the other, avoiding the crowds in the square. If you go into the palace courtyard, you will see the beautiful loggia made up of rounded arches and Doric columns. Once you've admired it from below, you should climb the stairs and explore it on the inside. You will be facing the great halls of the palace. One of these is particularly attractive, with its 16th century wooden coffered ceiling and its walls lined with the portraits of the bishops of Mazara, arranged in chronological order. Remember that the episcopacy has historic importance for Mazara, this also being the reason for the numerous churches in the old city centre. When under Norman rule, in 1093, Mazara was granted the status of an episcopal city and the diocese was founded. 4 years later, Conte Ruggero called a meeting of bishops and feudatories to resolve the problems arising in relation to the payment of taxes. This meeting represented the first parliamentary meeting in Sicily. Aurora. On Easter Sunday, the Piazza della Repubblica becomes the setting for one of the most popular processions with the city's inhabitants. The procession is called Aurora, or Dawn, because it used to be celebrated at the first light of dawn. Early in the morning, processions take the statues of the resurrected Christ and the Virgin from two different churches. In the midst of a great crowd, they then meet on the two opposite sides of the square. A boy, dressed in costume, announces the resurrection, and the statues exchange ritual bows. At the end, the Virgin, still dressed in black, runs towards her son, and on recognizing him, opens her arms wide, letting her black cape fall to the ground. The festive atmosphere is marked by releasing doves thrown into the air. The two statues are then carried through the center of the city in procession, followed by a band playing joyful music. This ritual is so close to the hearts of the people of Mazara that it has become an idiomatic expression in the local dialect, fari l'aurora, indicating an affectionate meeting between two people who have not seen each other for a long time.